Okay, today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Nun Gimel. We left off in daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, but I want to start again from the two dots on Nun Beis Amud Beis, starting the Maaser Sheni Sugya anew. So says the Gemara, the Mishnah had said that when you have these the coins that have been devalued, that have just been rubbed out or grinded down, and therefore aren't worth their original value, so you're still allowed to give them for Maaser Sheni, and you don't have to worry because She'eino Ela Nefesh Ra'ah. Someone who refuses to accept a Sela because that Sela has been devalued a little bit is considered a Nefesh Ra'ah. That's, but it is normally something that you're able to use in stores, and therefore you're still allowed to be Poda Maaser Sheni with it. So says the Gemara, Amar Av Papa Shmamina, Hayman de Mokum Azuzay Mikri Nefesh Ra'ah. You see that someone who's picky about which coins he's going to accept and will not accept coins that have been worn down a little bit is considered to be a nefesh ra'ah. So says Gemara, v'hani mili hu desagi luhu. That's only if it's a coin that's still used. It's still able to be, even if it's not easy to use, but it's still able to be used in stores or by the market. Mesayei le'chizkia, and this is a raya to chizkia. Da'amar chizkia, bo leparta, parta b'shavya. If you have a Maaser Sheni coin that you want to be mefarit, that you want to exchange for prutos, you have a sela of Maaser Sheni that has been worn down a little bit, so it's not still worth the full sela, and you want to exchange it for prutos, you have to exchange it based on what it's actually worth right now. Not its face value, but its current actual value, not as a full sela. But if you want to be mechalel Maaser Sheni on it, Mechalel abiyafe. You're allowed to be mechalel a full sela's worth of Maaser Sheni on this coin. So we see that apparently, because it is still used and accepted in some places as a full sela, you're allowed to be mechalel Maaser Sheni on it. So says the Gemara, Maika Amar. What's the chiddush? Now, the chiddush seems pretty big. The chiddush is that you have a coin that's worth less than a sela, you're allowed to be mechalel a full sela of Maaser Sheni on it. So what the Gemara is really asking is, what's the chiddush of the first half of the sentence? Balaparta parta b'shavya, that if you want to be mefarid, you want to exchange it for prutos, that you have to treat it at its real value, its actual value, and not its face value. That's a davar pashut. The fact that that you're going to treat it for what it's worth when you exchange it for prutos seems to be a davar pashut. So the Gemara says, Einachinami, that's not a chiddush at all. Hachikamar, and this is what we meant to say. Afal pi kishabal leparta parta b'shavya k'shum mechal lemechal labiyafa. It's really one statement. What it's saying is that even though we would follow the normally accepted and what you would expect to be the halacha when it comes to exchanging it for prutos, and that is that you treat it at what it's actually worth, nevertheless, if you want to be mechal maaser sheni on it, you're allowed to treat it at more than its real value. You're allowed to treat it at its face value as if it were still worth the full sela. Says the Gemara, Lememer to Savar Chizkia, to Mizalzalinan be Maaser Sheni? Does Chizkia say we're allowed to be Mizalzal Maaser Sheni like this? Meaning, essentially, what we do is you have a Sela. Let's say a Sela is really worth $10. And you have the Sela has now, a real Sela is worth $10. This Sela has now been devalued. It's now worth $9. So you're allowed to take $10 of Maaser Sheni and be mechalel it on this $9 sela. So that's disrespectful. That's a zilzal to the Maaser Sheni. So does Chizkia really hold that you're allowed to be mezalzal the Maaser Sheni like that? V'amar Chizkia Maaser Sheni shein bo shava pruta omer hu v'chomsho mechalel al mo'os harishonos v'shiyef shalol adam samtze mo'osav. Isn't Chizkia the same guy who taught us that if you ever have less than a shava pruta of Maaser Sheni, so the halach is you can't be poda less than a shavu pruta Maaser Sheni on a coin that previously was not Maaser Sheni, because it just doesn't work. You need to have, at least have a pruta on that coin. You can never be poda onto a coin that doesn't have a pruta's worth of Maaser Sheni. So what do? So you take a coin that's already a Maaser Sheni coin, and your poda, the pruta and the chomesh, the additional chomesh that you add, of this pachs mishava pruta, not the pruta, the pachs mishava pruta, the keren and the chomesh of this pachs mishava pruta that you have right now, and you put it on an already existing Maaser Sheni coin. How can you do that? The already existing Maaser Sheni coin is already Maaser Sheni. So says Chizkia, no. When you're generally poda Maaser Sheni, you're very liberal. You leave yourself some wiggle room. Meaning, if you have a coin that's worth $10, you'll be poda $8 of Maaser Sheni on it. You're never going to be poda a full $10 of Maaser Sheni on a $10 coin. because it's you don't want to play games with it. You'd rather leave enough room on the coin to be absolutely certain that all your Maaseh Sheni can be nifteh on that coin. Right, so since you're always going to leave yourself a little bit of wiggle room, you're going to leave yourself a little bit of extra. So when you, if you ever have a situation where you have less than a shavar pruta ma'aser sheni, you can be poded again on that coin because there's still space on that coin for your less than a shavar pruta ma'aser sheni. So what do you see? Chizkiya holds that generally when you're poded ma'aser sheni, not only do you not are you not poded ma'aser sheni on a coin that's worth less than the ma'aser sheni, but you're even po the Maaseh Sheni on a coin that's worth more than the Maaseh Sheni. So how can you say that Chizkiya allows to be mezalzel the Maaseh Sheni, to take $10 of Maaseh Sheni and be po it on an $8 coin? No, we see Chizkiya holds that generally speaking, you do the exact opposite. You're going to take a lesser value of Maaseh Sheni to be po it on a higher value coin to leave yourself some room on the coin. So you see, Chizkiya holds that we're much more careful when it comes to being pulled on Maaseh Sheni money. So answers the Gemara, no, may be Yafa, when Chizkiya originally, we misunderstood what he said. When he said that you mechal Maaseh Sheni on the Sela, be Yafa, it didn't mean that you treat an $8 Sela coin, a worn down Sela coin, as if it's worth $10. No, it's not at all what it means. B'toras Yafa, it just means that you treat it as if you treat it at what it's really at what its actual value is, and but meaning the point is Rashi explains kishabola part of Yerushalayim lo yikablua imenu lahedya ela b'shavya the yesh mizalzlin b'demei yosem k'dei pachsa. Let's say it started out worth $10 as a seller. Now it's actually only worth $8. When you go in and try to exchange it for prutos in Yerushalayim, someone should give you $8 worth of prutos, but there will be those who will only give you $7. There will be those who try to be mezalzel even more. So kach kishbal lechal mechal b'shavya dam b'chusim. So nevertheless, b'yafa means you can be poda ma'aser sheni on it as an $8 coin, not a $7 coin, because that's its actual real value, and you don't have to worry about the fact that there are going to be some people who are going to try to take advantage of the fact that it's down from its original value and try to give you even less. You can be poded for its actual real value. Because we're certainly not going to do a double zilzel on the Maaseh Sheni coin. What does it mean, a double zilzel? First, the very fact that we're allowing it to be nifta, right? If you look at Rashi, Trei zili lo mezalzelin v'hu, dafakav detran, nosin the Maaseh Sheni, chad zilusa ashmi'inon, demischalel al sela chaseira. The fact that we're going to let a sela that's missing from its original value to be used to be po the Maaseh Sheni, that's one zilzel already. The fact that we even let the sela in the ballpark of redemption of Maaseh Sheni is already a zilzel. So to then treat it as if it were worth a full sela and rip off the Maaseh Sheni, that would be a double zilzel. That we would not do. So even though we allow for using this coin, even though it's down from its original value, we're not going to allow for using it at its original face value. We're only going to allow for using it at its actual current value. Period. Says the Gemara, Gufa. Amar Chizkiya, Maaseh Sheni Shein Bo Shavar Pruta, Omer Hu V'Chom Shomuchul Al Mos HaRishonos, Lefi She'iyev Sholala Adam L'Tzamtzei Ma'osav. Chizkiya's din, again, was if you have less than a Shavar Pruta Maaseh Sheni, there's still room to be poded it. You can be poded on an already, on a coin that has already been redeemed on Maaseh Sheni, because you always leave some room in the coin for less than a Shavar Pruta. So there's always room to be poded less than a Shavar Pruta on that already existing coin. This is essentially, I believe, this is how we do Pidyon of Maaseh Sheni in Eretz Yisrael today. If I recall correctly, I think the way we do it is we assume you're not allowed to be poded less than a Shavar Pruta Maaseh Sheni at a time. So you'll say, no, so why don't you just be poded more than a Shavar Pruta Maaseh Sheni? Because the halacha is, since we're not going to treat it with Kedusha, meaning we're not going to do the actual halachos of bringing it to Yerushalayim and eating it there, we're not going to do any of that. So we're poded on a larger amount for less than a Shavar Pruta. I mean, you're allowed to be poda when the dinim aren't in effect. You're allowed to be poda for unequal amounts. I could take $10 of Maaseh Sheni and be poda on a very small amount on pachas mishavar pruta. But you can't be poda on a brand new coin pachas mishavar pruta. So we have what's called a pruta chamura. You have a coin that already has a Shavar Pruta worth of Maaseh Sheni on it, And each time you're putting your Maisa Sheni, you're putting it on another Pachas Mishava Pruta within that coin. Another Pachas Mishava Pruta within that coin, over and over again, until at some point the coin becomes full and you need to get a new one. But that, I believe that's the system that's in use in Eretz Yisrael today. Okay, anyway. Frek the Gemara Meisvei, Hatruma Vabikurim, the Mishnah is going to list special, unique halachos that relate to Truma and Bikurim that are not true of Maaser Sheni, that are only true of Truma and Bikurim. And they are, Chayavan Aleim Misa V'Chomesh. If a Tzar eats Truma and Bikurim, B'mezid, he's Chayav Misa. B'shogeg, he's Chayav to pay an extra Chomesh, not only to pay back the actual Keren, the value of what he ate, but to pay back an additional Chomesh as well. Or not only a Zar, but even a Kohen who's Tameh eats it b'mezid, he's going to be Chayiv Misa. The Chomesh is only if a Zar eats it b'shogeg. Right? So you Chayiv the Misa or the Chomesh, depending whether you're mezid or shogeg. The Asurim Lazarin. And Truman Bikurim are Asur for non-Kohanim to eat. Well, wait a second. We just said you Chayiv Misa if you're a Zar and you eat Truma. We could probably figure out that if you're Chayiv Misa, it's probably Asur to eat. So what's the Mishnah adding when it says that it's asur lazarim? Says Rashi, asurim lazarim b'lo yochal v'itzrich l'misnio mishum d'boi l'misnio mashen kin b'maiser dafilu isaleka. The point, you're right, Einochinami, that Truman Bikurim is also for a Zar to eat is not a Chiddush once we've already been told that you're Chayiv Misa if you eat Truman Bikurim. The Chiddush is that at the end of the Mishnah we're going to say, and all of these things are not true of Maiser. So we want to emphasize that Maiser Sheni is Mutal Lazarim. Meaning, had we left out the words Vasum Lazarim, we would have known that Maiser Sheni, a Zar who eats Maiser Sheni, doesn't get Misa. But we would not have known that a Zar is allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. So that's why we say Asurim Lazarim by Truma Bikurim. So that on the flip side, when we say Mashen Kin Maiser Sheni, we could know that Maiser Sheni is in fact Mutter for a Zar, for a non-Kohen to eat. If you look at Tosos, Tap Tosos, Asum Lazarim, Pirush Rashi, Demishum Meiser Katani Lalashmin, and Afilu Yisur Aleka. He quotes Rashi, and then he says, but I think Rashi is incorrect, based on an Afna Mishnah Meseches Chala. Umiyu B'Meseches Chala, Lo Matzinu Lefarsho Hachi, Titnan Hasam Achala V'Abikurim Chayavna Leim Misa V'Chomesh, V'Asurim Lazarim. There's a Mishnah in Chala that says that Chala and Bikurim, if a Zar eats it, he's Chayiv Misa, and the Zar is not allowed to eat it. And that Mishnah never concludes with Masha'ein Kein B'Meiser to show you the flip side that Meiser is really Mutter for a Zar to eat. So it must be that within the Halach of Truma Bikurim itself, there's some Chiddush in telling me, after you already told me that a Zar who eats it is Chayiv Misa, there's still apparently some Chiddush in telling me that a Zar is not allowed to eat it. So what's the Chiddush? Meaning it can't just be to teach me about the Meiser, because in Chala it doesn't tell you anything about Meiser. It doesn't say a word about Meiser. So you can't say that it's just to reveal the Chiddush by Meiser. So it happens to be the Rashash says he's not so bothered by this Kasha. The Rashash writes as follows. The Rashash says that it's very possible that he says Yesh Lomar Disham Shigras Lishna Dahacha Nakit. He says it could just be very often the way the Mishnayos work is that they use similar Lashonos when they're teaching similar halachas. So in Achinami, there is no Chiddush in the Mishnah in Chala when it says Vasur Lazarim, but since this Mishnah regarding Truma and Bikurim has a Chiddush of Vasurim Lazarim because it wants to teach you about the flip side of Maaser Sheni, so it uses the same Lashon in Chala. It's normal for Mishnayos, we do say that once in a while, that Mishnayos will just use similar Lashonos, Mishum Shigra Delishna, and even though each word is not necessarily a Chiddush in both places. Tosos obviously is not satisfied with that. Tosos says there has to be a real answer over here. What is the extra Chiddush Vasurim Lazarim? So says Tosos, unbelievable Chiddush. V'yesh lomer k'de mefarish b'yushalmi Vasurim Lazarim afilu chatzi shir. Meaning the Chiddush of Asur Lazarim is, when is a Zar Chayiv Misa for eating Truma? If he eats a full shear of Truma. When is he Chayiv V'Chomesh? Well, only if he eats a full shear of Truma. He's not going to be Chayiv Misa for eating Truma B'mezid if he eats a Chatzi Shear. Chatzi Shear, there's no Onesh on. But Chatzi Shear is still Asur Min HaTorah. So the Chiddush of Asur Lazarim is that even if he eats a Chatzi Shear where there is no Misa, still, it's asur midaraisa for him if you hold chatzi shir asur min haTorah. It's still coming to tell me that there's an iser. The obvious problem then becomes chatzi shir asur min haTorah is something that's true everywhere. It's not only true of Truma and Bikurim and everything else. Why would the Mishnah and would the Mishnah Dafka have to point out that it's Asur for Zarim to eat a Chatzishir? Dafka within the context of this halacha, we already know it from everywhere else. It's Chatzishir is Asur min haTorah by all halachas, by every Yisrachila. So the Rashba and the Ritva deal with this issue, and the Rashba and the Ritva both say that we derive the Isser of Chatzishir Asur min haTorah from the pasuk Kol Chelev, from the pasuk that speaks about the Isser of eating Chelev. And one could have theoretically distinguished between the Isser of eating Chelev and the Isser of eating Truma in the following way. Chelev is Asur to everybody. Chelev is very clearly a Chefza di Isura. No Jew is allowed to eat Chelev. Truma is not what you would call Ma'acholos Asuros, because a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. It's just that Truma cannot be eaten by a Zar. One might have thought, they don't use the terms of Chefza versus Gavra, but that's sort of what it sounds like, right? Against the Nesivus that says every Yisodari says Nisra Chefza, sort of what it sounds like is that if something's going to be limited, only usher to certain people, shows you that inherently in the Chefza there's no problem with it, that it's just an Isser for certain people to have it. Whereas something that is usher for everybody, for all of Klal Yisrael, shows you that inherently in the Chefza it's problematic. So it could be that the Isser of Chatzishir Asur min haTorah, one might have had a Havamina at least, only applies to something that's problematic in by its nature, that the Chefza is problematic, that it's Asur to everybody. But something that's not Asur to everybody, one might have thought the Chatzishir is not going to be problematic. That's why this Mishnah has to Dafka point out that Vasurim Lazarim, that Truma and Bikurim are in fact Asur Lazarim, even B'Chatzishir. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter, we're still not at the point that we want to derived from this Mishnah. Vehein nichsei kohen. Another thing about Truma and Bikurim is that they are considered to be the property of the kohen. In what sense? So Rashi says the kaddish ben asisha. Kohen wants to be mekaddish a woman with it. So obviously, the chasen when he's mekaddish woman needs to own the ring that he's using or the shava kesef that he's using to be mekaddish the isha. So the kohen's truma, the kohen's bikurim, he's allowed to use to be mekaddish an isha with. That's considered to be under his ownership. Whereas by Meister Sheni, we're going to say that that's not so. Meister Sheni, it's at least possible that it's mamon gavoa, that it's not mamon hadilta, it doesn't belong to you. It's the ribono shlom's mamon. It's just that he allows you to eat it in Yerushalayim. He's willing to share it with you when you eat it in Yerushalayim. Another thing about Truma Bikurim is that it's not batal barov, nor is it batal b'shishim. It's only batal be'echad u'meya, meaning if 1 ounce of Truma Bikurim falls into 100 ounces of chulin, so then it's going to become batal. But anything less than that amount of chulin, it's not going to be batal. Says Tosos, v'ol be'echad u'meya, important Tosos. He says, is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan, that Truma and Bikurim are batal? So he says, "B'sifri darish mi miktasham mi menu de truma ola bechrumeya varlo kelakerim bechrumasayim dimtav shkaf lisur kafal aliyaso." The medrash has a drasha from Psukim that this is true, that truma and bikurim are batal the echrumeya, and that meister shein and that kelakerim is echrumasayim. So, and in fact, if you see the little note for the Gilyon Hashas, he quotes Ayin Menach Sayin Zayin and Beis Berashi Dibra Maslam Dameya. It's clear from that Rashi holds that this is in fact a real drasha d'oraisa, that this is a din d'oraisa, that Truma Bikurim are only batal b'achrumeya. However, says Tosfos, the Asmachta bi'almahu Dimi d'oraisa Truma v'arla v'kilei akerim b'telim b'rov b'yavesh u'b'lach b'shishim k'shari surin. He says, but it's clearly only an asmachta. On a daraisa level, when you're dealing with truma, orla, kilei akerem, all these things, even kilei akerem, which we say is b'masayim midrabanan, on a daraisa level, if it's yavesh, if you're dealing with a mixture of yavesh b'yavesh, it's going to be batal barov. So if you have a piece, a chaticha of kilei akerem, and it gets mixed in with regular grapes or something, so two other regular grapes, so it's going to be, you have one grape of kilei akerem, two regular grapes, it's going to be batal on a daraisa level, it's batal barov. And belach, when it's a moist mixture, when it's grape juice, that gets mixed in with grape juice, so besamach, kishari surim, then it's going to be batal v'shishim, like all other isurim. That's on a daraisa level. It's just that on a darabana level, we require echrumeya or echrumasayim for kilei akerem. And then Tos goes on and brings a raya from chulin daf kuftes vav in kalabasar, and in Maseches Pesachim, in the second paragraph of Maseches Pesachim, where the Gemara derives the isra and na'abasar b'chala from a kal v'chomer from Arla. And the Gemara never bothers to say,
How can you derive the Yisra'el of Basar B'chalav from a Kal V'chomer from Arla? Basar B'chalav is batal b'shishim, Arla is only batal b'meya. Why doesn't the Gemara ask that question? Must be that the Din D'Oraisa says that Arla doesn't require meya. That Arla really only requires shishim. It doesn't require meya. And that's why you can't ask on the Kal V'chomer from the Basar B'chalav derives from the Yisra'el of Basar B'chalav derives from Arla. So from Arla. So Tosa says that's my raya, that this whole din of Echad Meya is only Drabanan. Now what's interesting is if you look in the Gilyon HaShas, Kivager is bothered by Tosa's just mentioning, like Derech Agav, that if it's Yavesh, it's Batal Barov, and if it's Lach, it's Batal B'shishim. Says Rabbi Kivager, Kashali. Habimin b'mino gam b'lach batal min haTorah b'rov. When you're dealing with min b'mino, when you're dealing with two like kinds, even when it's moist, when it's juice falling into juice, it's liquid falling into liquid, it's batal b'rov. Why? Why is it batal b'rov when it's min b'mino? Because what's the whole idea of bitl b'shishim? Is that the tam is no longer discernible. If a drop of chazer schmaltz falls into my chicken soup, and it's a huge thing of chicken soup, I'm not going to taste the chazer. The tam is no longer discernible. But if a drop of treif of chicken soup falls into my chicken soup, it's not mevatel the tam of chicken soup, adrabah. Every yance they add enhances the taste of the chicken soup. So you're not going to be able to say the batal b'shishim. The whole idea of batal b'shishim doesn't make sense because there's no bitl of the tam. So that's why it's hems miachlokes, whether it's not batal at all or it's batal bro. So Tosa says, so Rabbi Kivager says, if it's min b'mino, even b'lach it should be batal bro. Okay, so maybe you'll tell me it's min b'she'inu mino that Tosos is talking about. But then says Rabbi Kivager, that doesn't make sense either. Because v'im min b'she'inu mino, gam midrabanon batal b'shishim. If it's min b'she'inu mino, there's no requirement of mea ve'echad. Even on a drabanan level, you don't need mea ve'echad. It would be batal b'shishim. Dad de truma b'kofal of hainu midrabanan, because that which truma is batal be, 101 is only din drabanan, but that's only a din when it's min b'mino. When it's min b'she'inu mino, it's going to be batal b'shishim anyway. He says, Zulas, the name of the only way I can kvetch out of this tosfos, I can be able to answer this tosfos, is to say the following chilek. The kavanas tosfos be'eino mino betam ubemino b'shma. How do you define mino and how do you define eino mino? There are two possible definitions. Eino mino could be defined as something that tastes different from the other thing, or something that's called by a different name than the other thing. So it could be that that's what Tosfos is saying, that when he says eino mino, that it's going to be that it's when it tastes different. Is that referring to taste different? But mino b'shma l'mad kaimelan karava das linum basar shma v'dochak. Meaning when we say min b'she'eino mino, even midrabanan is batal b'shishim, that's min b'she'eino mino when it has different names, but it could be has the same taste. And that's where you would need the kuf aleph. Okay, so that's the kind of chilek that you would have to make. It's a big discussion in Shulchan Aruch how we define min b'mino, min b'she'eino mino, big machlokas, Ramah and Shach, but not for now. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, still in this Mishnah, about Truma and Bikurim, Batun and Rechitzas Yadayim, you need to wash your hands for Truma and Bikurim before you eat Truma and Bikurim, as opposed to Meiser, which doesn't require Rechitzas Yadayim for Peros. It's one of those things that we say that it's considered Yuara, that if someone washes his hands for Peros in general, it's considered Migase Aruach. Mishnah Berurah quotes this. People who wash and make a bracha on Netilas Yadayim for wet Peros is considered Migase Ruach, is considered Yuara. So you only wash your hands, you only need to wash your hands for Peros of Truma Bikurim, but not for Ma'aser Sheni. Vahar of Shemesh, you want to eat Truma Bikurim, it's not enough that you went to the mikveh, you then have to wait for nightfall as well. Harei Eilu B'Truma Bikurim Hashem Kin Ma'aser. All these things apply to Truma Bikurim, not to Ma'aser. Now, the point that we're going to focus on is that Truma Bikurim are batal b'Echad Meya. Meiser Sheni apparently is not batal b'Echad Meya, has some other halacha. So what's the halacha about bitul Meiser Sheni? So my Mashein came to Meiser. What does it mean that Meiser is not batal b'Echad Meya? What is it batal in? Lav b'chal de Meiser batal beruba? Doesn't that seem to imply that Meiser is batal even b'rov? That if you want to be batal Meiser Sheni, all you need is a rov? Now, let's go back to our original point. What did Chizkiyah say? That if you have less than a shavar puta of Meiser Sheni, that you can be mechalal it on a pruta, that on a coin that already has a shavar puta worth of Meiser Sheni on it, because you left a little bit of space on that coin, right? So he says, v'misa d'chizkiyah, if Chizkiyah is correct,
Havli davar sheish lo matirin. V'kol davar sheish lo matirin afilu be'elef lo batil. How could Maaser Sheni ever become batil? There's always a way of making it mutter. Meaning the whole idea that Maaser Sheni is batil barov must be in a case where you're assuming the Maaser Sheni is in a situation where it's never going to be able to be mutter. And that's why it's batil in chulin. Because if there's ever a way to make it mutter, you would never say something is batil. Davar sheish lo matirin, you would never say something is batil. What's the only example we could think of something that, of Maaser Sheni that can never become mutter? If it's worth a pruta, just be mechal, just be podit. So it can't be that it's worth a pruta, because then it's davar sheish lo matirin. It must be that it's worth less than a pruta, and that's why there's no possibility of pidyon. But according to Chizkiah, what are you talking about? Even if it's worth less than a pruta, there's a possibility of pidyon. It's a davar sheish lo matirin, and therefore it should never become batel. So says the Gemara, now whoever told you that Maaser Sheni is batel barov? It just says that truma is batel bechrumeya, and Maaser Sheni is not. Just means that Maaser Sheni is different than Truma. It's not Batal Bechrumeya. Maybe that doesn't mean Maaser Sheni is Batal Barov. Who said that Maaser Sheni came to Maaser means it's Batal Barov? Dilma lo Batal Klal. Maybe Maaser Sheni came to Maaser means it's simply not Batal at all. So it says in Lo Mat Samar Hachi. Dilgabi Truma, Chumre de Truma, Katani, Kule de Truma lo Katani. No. That Mishnah that we read that lists all those halachas about Truma and Bikurim were listing Chumras of Truma and Bikurim. They were not listing Kulas of Truma and Bikurim. So it can't be that Truma and Bikurim are Batel be Echonomeya and Maaser Sheni is going to be not Batel at all. Because that would be a huge Chumra on the Maaser Sheni side. And we're trying to focus on Kulas of Maaser Sheni, Chumras of Truma and Bikurim. It has to mean that it's not Batel at all. It has to mean rather that it's Batal Barov. I Vakatani Vainikse Kohen. Really? Does the Mishnah only list things that are chumras of Truma? What about the fact that it's Nichse Kohen and the Kohen is therefore allowed to be Makadish Nisha with it? That's a kula, that's not a chumra. So it says Maralos al Kadatik Tatani Behedya, Maaser Sheni Batal Baruba. But still, we have a Brisa that explicitly explains that Mishnah and says that Maaser Sheni is Batal Barov. So bottom line is, we're back to our question, right? Maaser Sheni is batel barov, and therefore, be'ezah Maaser Sheni amru. What Maaser Sheni would we possibly be talking about that is not a davar sheish lo matirin, that you can't be matir by being podit? There are only two possibilities. Maaser Sheni b'shav pruta, it doesn't have a shav pruta, and therefore it's not subject to pidyon, or v'shenichnas Yerushalayim v'yatzah. You've brought it into Yerushalayim and have since brought it back out again, and therefore there's nothing you could do with it. And the Gemara will explore what you possibly can do with that, meaning what the issue is with the second example. But the first example, at least, that it's less than a Shavaputa, and it seems to be saying that if it's less than a Shavaputa, the reason it's batal is because there's no way to be matirin. It's a davar she'ein lo matirin. It's not a davar she'ish lo matirin. Now what's the svara? Why is it davar she'ish lo matirin? Why is the davar sheish lo matirin considered to be something that cannot become batel? So it's machlokas in the beginning of Maseches Beitzah. So it's machlokas Rashi in Maseches Beitzah and the Ran in Maseches Nedarim have a famous machlokas about what the svar of davar sheish lo matirin is. Rashi says that davar sheish lo matirin, the svar is ada achla beisuro achla beatero. Why would you eat it be'isr? Why would you rely on bittel to nullify the isr? You might as well. Might as well just wait till it's mutter, and then you'll be able to have it without any questions whatsoever. And therefore, we're not going to allow for bittel, because just wait till it's mutter. The Ran is a much more involved pshat. The Ran says the svar of davar sheish lo matirin is one of the more well-known Rans in the Dharam. The Ran says the svar of davar sheish lo matirin is that, similar to what we were talking about before with min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino. Why is it that min b'she'eino mino is going to be more easily batel than min b'mino? When it comes to min b'mino, two like kinds, chicken soup falling into kosher chicken soup, it's not going to be easily batel. We're going to say that it's aser b'mashahu. Why? Because when I have chazer falls into the chicken soup overpowers the chazer, and the characteristics of the chazer are nullified. When I have treif chicken soup that falls into the chicken soup, adrabah, they enhance each other. So since they enhance each other, there's no bittel going on. Nothing's overpowering the other one. So the Ran says, just like you have that with taste, with the taste of foods, you also have that with halachos. That if you have an iser, drop of iser, and heter, so the characteristics of heter overwhelm and nullify the iser. But when the iser itself has characteristics of heter, meaning the item that's usser right now will become mutter again, that shows that inherently it really has characteristics of heter. So it's not going to be overwhelmed by falling into heter and become batel by heter. No, to the contrary. It's only going to complement. Its characteristics of heter are going to complement the heter that it falls into. And it's not going to be nullified. So that's how the Ran understands the idea
of davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's like a halachic min bimino. Anyway, says the Gemara, v'misa l'dechizkia, lavalei l'dechizkia, v'nechlei al-malos harishonos. Why, when you have less than a prut of ma'aser sheni, are you assuming that it's going to be batel barov? Why don't we assume it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Because you could just do chizkia's advice and be poded on a coin that already has a prut with the ma'aser sheni on the coin. So says the Gemara, delo parik, you don't have any such coin. You simply don't have a coin that you've already been pulled the Ma'aser Sheni onto. So that's why you can't do that Eitzah, and therefore you're stuck with less than a Shavu Prut of Ma'aser Sheni, and it's Ein Lo Matirin. So Frek Lumar, nah, come on. Get one, right? Get Menesim Ma'aser De'islai V'nistar Finu. Get some Ma'aser, take some Ma'aser Sheni, less than a Shavu Prut of Ma'aser Sheni that you have elsewhere, combine it with this less than a shav pruta ma'aser sheni, and be poded on a full pruta ma'aser sheni, and on a full pruta, and turn that pruta into ma'aser sheni. It's no excuse that you don't have a coin already. Says Mar, no, you can't do that because d'oraisa d'rabbanan lo mitzarfi. The other half of pruta ma'aser sheni that you have is ma'aser sheni d'oraisa. This half is already mixed in with other stuff. So really, on a d'oraisa level, it's been batel already. It's only ma'aser sheni mid'rabbanan. So you can't take ma'aser sheni d'oraisa, ma'aser sheni Rabban, combine it together and be poded at the same time on the same coin. So it says, okay, so don't take Ma'aser Sheni D'oraisa, V'nesi D'mai. Instead, bring D'mai and be poded it together with this less than a Shav Pruta Ma'aser Sheni on this coin. So Dilma Asila Suye Vadai. No, we won't want you to bring D'mai because we're afraid if you bring D'mai, you might come to bring Vadai also. You might come to bring Vadai Ma'aser Sheni as well. Okay, so Vinesi Shte Prutos, how about this? Bring two Prutos of real bona fide full fledged Ma'aser Sheni, meaning two Prutos rather that don't have anything nift on them, Unechalal Alayu Ma'aser Bepruta Umechza, and be poda a Pruta and a half worth of real bona fide Ma'aser Sheni on these two Prutos. So then your second Pruta will still have room on it for your pachas mishav pruta that you have mixed in of ma'aser sheni right here. And that way you'll be able to be matirit, you'll be able to be podin, and therefore it should vayter not become batal, because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why don't you have that eitzah according to Chizkiya? So says Gemara, no, misav pruto mechza tafsa shte prutos. You think when you take a pruto mechza ma'aser sheni and try to be podin on shte prutos that the second pruto becomes ma'aser sheni? No. Lo, pruto tafsa pruta, v'chatzi pruto lo tafsa. The first pruto is going to be redeemed on one pruta, and the second pruto is not going to be tofes at all. Hadravile daraisa, hadrabanan, daraisa, drabanan, lo mitzarfi. So you're back to the problem of a daraisa and drabanan together, and you can't be mitzarif, ma'aser sheni daraisa, ma'aser sheni drabanan, to be podin on one coin. So says Gemara, okay, we have a better idea. Forget prutos! Why using such small change? V'naisi isar! Take a full isar coin, a much larger coin, be poda over a prut of ma'aser sheni on it, and then you'll have room on that coin. Meaning, what was the whole issue of Chizkiya? Why did we say that according to Chizkiya, this is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Because why? The only way it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin is if you already have a coin that has ma'aser sheni on it and still has room on it for more ma'aser sheni. That's when Chizkiya says you can be poda less than a shavu pruta ma'aser sheni. So the Gemara said, why does Chizkiya then view this as a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Because you don't have such a coin, so you have no ability to do that. Says the Gemara, make such a coin. It's not so hard. Just take an Isar, be poda a pruta of Ma'aser Sheni on the Isar, now you have a pruta chamura, there you have it. You have a coin that has a pruta worth of Ma'aser Sheni on it, and plenty of room still left on the coin. So it says in Marano, Dilma Asila Suya Prutos. We're afraid, we don't want to advise you to bring an Isar coin and do this, because we're afraid you're going to try to do this with pruta coins, and it's not going to work with pruta coins. So that's why we're not going to allow you to do it, because we're afraid you're going to bring prutos. Unbelievable, meaning, if you actually did it, it would work. If you actually brought the Isar coin, it would be fine. But since we're afraid you can bring the pruta coins, we'd rather just tell you, you know what, let it be batal. Let's just consider it a davar shein lamatirin and let it be batal. Let's go back to the din d'oraisa that it's going to be batal and just let it be, rather than treating it like a davar sheyesh lamatirin that's not going to be batal. Period. That's how we answer Chizkiya. Good. Now, a couple of ha'aros. First of all, Rashi. on the first white line, Daraisa Drabanan Lamed Starfi, Litfos Prutazu Bektushas Meiser, to use Daraisa and Drabanan, Meiser Daraisa, Meiser Drabanan, on the same Pruta, we're not going to allow, Shamu Uruv Minatora Batal Barov, because any Meiser that's already been mixed in any sort of mixture on a Daraisa level is Batal Barov, the Chsevacher Rab Lahatos. V'rabbanon hu da'amru hecha d'yesh l'matirin livtal. It's only a din d'rabbanon that if it's a davar sheyesh l'matirin, lo livtal, that it can't become batel. That's only a din d'rabbanon. At d'oraisa level, really, it is batel. Hilkach einis or meiser bezel imid rabbanon. Meaning what Rashi is explaining is, who said that just because you have meiser sheni, that's in a mixture, that it's only yasa mid rabbanon? If it's a davar sheyesh l'matirin, shouldn't it be yasa mid d'oraisa? So he says, no. On a daraisa level, even if it's a davashish material, it's going to be batel. It's just on a drabbanan level, it's not going to be batel. Maritz Chayes over here says that this is in fact the sheet of Tosos in Mi'ila as well, that davashish material is only a din drabbanan. However, he says this is not agreed upon by everybody. Maritz Chayes quotes Kesef Mishnah, Perg Zayin Mehilchos Mi'ila, Mashmud Mida Oraisa Lo Batal Davashiyash Matirin Lididan. That even on a Daraisa level, Davashiyash Matirin is not going to be Batal. Good. And then he says, and don't try to bring me a Raya from the Ran that we were just speaking about before, the Ran that talks about Davashiyash Matirin being considered like Heter Beheter, a Tyrovus of Heter Beheter, and he learns that from Psukim lokech midama para midama sa'ir, right? The Ran derives it from the mixture of dama para dama sa'ir. He says, now still, if you look at the Ran, it sounds like it's only a dindrabanan. Meaning the Ran sounds like he holds like this Rashi, that it's only a dindrabanan, that davar sheyesh l'matirin is not going to be batal. Even though he uses daraisa terminology to describe the halacha, that's only a mashal. But really, he sounds like he holds Meikra Din, that it's really only a Drabanan. Another small Ha'ara, Havale Dover Sheshon Matirin Tosfos, Dibra Masla Havale Dover Sheshon Matirin asks, Vim Tomar, Truma Nami Yeshla Matirin. Isn't Truma also Dover Sheshon Matirin? Why do we allow Truma to be Batal Bechon Meya? Truma is also Dover Sheshon Matirin. How's Truma Dover Sheshon Matirin? Says Tosfos, Pesha'ela, Kedam Perkanoder. If you decided to make this item Truma, you can be shoel on that decision and undo it and make something else truma instead. So isn't truma by definition davar sheyesh l'matirin also? Says Tosfos two answers. Number one, v'yishlomer k'damar hasa mi'avi mitzvah l'shtulei ala. Come on, what are you being shoel on it for? You're not supposed to try to be shoel on it. So it's not something that you should be doing. Inami should not, meaning davar sheyesh l'matirin doesn't mean that it's possible that it should become mutter. It's that you're supposed to try to make it mutter. Is that in an ideal world you should try to make it mutter? So why would you, in an ideal world, why would you be shovel on your truma? Inami should not lekoin chenu yachal lishol od chenu bereshusa. Or it's too late to be shovel and you already gave it to a kohen. So once the truma has already been given to a kohen, so then it's too late. You can't go back and be shoel on it at that point. So it's not a davar sheyesh l'matirin once it's in fact given to a kohen. Okay, so far we've only discussed one of the cases where we said that that the meiser sheni is going to be batel, right? Where it's not going to be considered davar sheyesh l'matirin. That is that it's worth less than a shavar pruta. What about the other case that we mentioned where it was brought into Yerushalayim and then went out? V'shenichnas Yerushalayim v'yatzava mayav l'hadav ne'ala. Why is that something that can't become mutter again? How about you just bring it back into Yerushalayim and then it's mutter again? You'll eat it there. Answers Gemara, no, b'shenitma, it became tamei, so I can't go bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it there. So frak the Gemara, v'nifrakei, so be poda it. Damar ablazim, inayi l'mais sheni shenitma shepoda noso, afilu b'Yerushalayim, how do I know that mais sheni became tamei? You're allowed to be poda it even Yerushalayim, shenemar, kilos uchal se'eso, ve'ein se'es ela achila. That it says, kilos, when can you be poda mais sheni? When you're not able to se'eso, literally means to carry it. But we darshan that se'es means a lashon of achila, shenemar ve'isa masas me'es poda. So you see that as long as you can't eat it, namely it became tamei, you could be pulled to it. So what's the problem? My sheni was brought to Yerushalayim, came out, and has become tamei. Be pulled it and bring it back in and go eat it. And go take that money and spend it on new Meiser sheni. Ella b'lakuach b'kesef Meiser sheni. No. We're dealing with not Meiser sheni itself. We're dealing with food that was bought with kesef that Meiser sheni was originally nifta on. You were pulled to the Meiser sheni once on money. You then brought that money to Yerushalayim and bought the food. Then the food left Yerushalayim and became tamei. So, you're allowed to be poda that also. So, what's the problem? Just be poda it.
So answers Mara, Rabbi Yehuda Damri Yikaver. We're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you can't be poded, that you actually need to bury it, that it's Ta'un Kvura, that pidyon is not an option. Frak the Gemara, really? I Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'iri Yatsa, Afil Lo Yatsanami. Once you're saying like Rabbi Yehuda that something that has been purchased with Ketzem Ma'aser Sheni that became Tame needs to be buried, why do we mention the fact that it also left Yerushalayim? Doesn't matter if it left Yerushalayim already. If it was bought with Ketzem Ma'aser Sheni, it's food that was bought with Ketzem Ma'aser Sheni and became Tame, you have to get rid of it anyway. Doesn't matter if it left Yerushalayim. El Eliyolim B'Tahar. So no, we're really talking about that it didn't become Tame. It's Tahar. Umay Yatza. You know what Yatza means over here? The Nafal Mechitos. The Mechitos of Yerushalayim have fallen down. And since the Mechitos of Yerushalayim have fallen down, so it doesn't have the original din of eating it inside Yerushalayim. If you look at Rashi, Umay Yatza Nami Dekamar, the Nafal Mechitos, Chomos Yerushalayim, V'shuv Ein Meister Nechel, Sham Ad Shiyam the Mechitos. In order to be allowed to eat Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim, you need the Mechitos of Yerushalayim to be standing, to be eaten on Lefnei Hashem Tochlenu. You need it to be Lefnei Hashem. You can't be poda it because the mechitzos have already been collated, they've already absorbed the ma'aser sheni. So it's considered as if it's ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim in regards to pidyon, so you can't be poda it, but it's considered as if it's ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim in regards to achila, so you can't eat it. So that's a case where you have Meister Sheni that left the Mechitzos, didn't literally leave the Mechitzos left it, and therefore it's Ein Lo Matirin. There's no way to be Matirin, that's why it's going to be Batel. So frankly, Mar Rav Rav Mechitzos Lechol Darais and Mechitzos Liklo Drabanan. Aye, but didn't Rav say that the idea that the Mechitzos absorb the Meister Sheni and therefore make it something that you're not allowed to further be poda and is only a din Drabanan? V'chigaz Rabbanan ki yisun l'Mechitzos. And when did the Rabbanan make such a gezeira? Only when there are Mechitzos there. That's when you're going to say that once it came in, so you can't be poded in it anymore. Ki lesson l'mechitzos lo goes rabbanon. The rabbanon probably would not make this gezeira when the mechitzos aren't there. So says Gemara, yes they will. Lo plug rabbanon. Bein nisun l'mechitzos, bein lesson l'mechitzos. The rabbanon make the gezeira across the board, whether the mechitzos are currently there or not currently there. Period. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes Chada Ketani. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda says, now, this whole discussion has been assuming that there are two examples of Meister Sheni that have no heter. One is if it's less than a Shavar Pruta, and the other is that it went into Yerushalayim and came back out. And that's why we had a Kasha on Chizkiyah. We said, if it's less than a Shavar Pruta, what do you mean it has no heter? According to you, Chizkiyah, you could be poda it on a coin that already has Meister Sheni Nifta on it. So it says Gemara, no, there's an easier way to answer Rav Chizkiyah. These aren't two separate examples, it's really one example. As follows, the situation is, it's Meister Sheni, worth less than a Shavar Pruta, that went into Yerushalayim and has since come out. So that's why you can't be poda it. Why can't you just bring it right back into Yerushalayim and eat it? It's enough for mechitzos. No, the mechitzos aren't there anymore, so you can't. Meaning the mechitzos aren't there, so therefore it's already been kalut in the mechitzos, and therefore you can't be poded anymore. And the mechitzos aren't there, so you can't eat it. So v'nifrake, why can't you be poded? Amar Rav mechitzos lechol darais and mechitzos liklat rabbanon v'chigos rabbanon kiyisun mechitzos kiyasun mechitzos lo goz rabbanon. Same question the Gemara just asked a line ago. Why don't you just go ahead and be poded? Because after all, don't rabbanon only not allow you to be poded once it was kalut b'mechitzos if the mechitzos are still there, so you could bring it back in the mechitzos? But when the mechitzos aren't there anymore, the rabbanon wouldn't make this gezeira. So the Gemara lo plug rabbanon. No, the rabbanon make it across the board. Now the most fundamental question. Who cares that it's worth less than a Shavar Pruta? If you have this situation where it was where it went into Yerushalayim and the mechitzos then fell down, even if it's not worth it, even if it's worth more than a Shavar Pruta, you can't be poded. So it says more Lomi Bayu Kamar. Lomi Bayu Yeshbo de Kalta Le Mechitzos. I might have had a havamina that if it wasn't worth the Shavar Pruta, the mechitzos didn't affect it in the sense that the mechitzos would not have passed it from becoming nifta again in the future. I might have thought that if it wasn't substantial enough when it went into Yerushalayim the first time, so the mechitzos will not have had the effect of absorbing the ma'aser sheni to the extent that it wouldn't allow you to be poded. Kamash Milan, that even when it's pachas mishavar pruta, if it was ready niklat b'mechitzos, and then the mechitzos fell down, you're not allowed to be poda the ma'aser sheni. Okay, we'll stop there because it starts a new thing with that, the next price.